While in town for their one-day special session, the House did act to increase surveillance and security along the Mexican border. The new measure adding more unmanned surveillance planes and an extra 1,500 border agents. The Senate has passed an identical bill. They still do need to do some work before the president can sign it, though. Joining us now to discuss how this measure will affect the government's border crackdown, Peter Shazazo. He is the director of the Americas Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Mr. DeShazo, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
No, you're welcome.
Now, first of all, the first thing that occurs to me is there's been agreement on Capitol Hill. Now they've actually come to terms on something, and it seems like they're all on the same page on this one.
Well, I think there's widespread consensus on the fact that, you know, better control of the border is a good thing. But the real issue is, what does border security mean? How do you do it? And what are the issues beyond that are actually causing problems in the border? And that can be everything from drug trafficking, the flow of arms. It can be migration, and those are big issues that need to be resolved on a different scale, and they need to also be resolved in conjunction with working with Mexico.
Does this legislation pull that off? What is this bill about?
Well, I think it's about increased surveillance and security on the border. I don't want to go into the details of the legislation. I haven't been able to fully study them.
But understood.
What my area of interest is the bigger picture in relations with Mexico and overall security. Right now there's a big problem with the influence of drug cartels in Mexico, lots of violence. That is fed by a lot of different reasons, from demand in the United States, from illegal arms that are smuggled into Mexico or smuggled illegally into Mexico. There's obviously a big problem over time with migration from Mexico. All of this points to solutions that have to be a larger scale, a new immigration package that is comprehensive, more engagement with Mexico on border security, on the struggle against the drug cartels, all of these things.
It sounds almost like the legislation that's going through and the different bills, then the different posturing that we're hearing is just that, because 1,500 border agents doesn't seem like it would be near enough. Even the surveillance planes, not near enough to counteract some of the problems that you mentioned. I mean, it sounds diplomatic. It sounds militaristic almost.
Well, yeah, and the idea that you simply station, sure, more security on the border is good. Border security is good, but in the long term, greater security is achieved when the causes of border unrest or border problems or border insecurity are taken care of. And the border is, as you said, it's very large, and the problems of security at the border and the relationship between Americans and Mexicans on both sides of the border goes way beyond just the security issue. As you know, in general, the border spans all kinds of issues, from trade, commerce, environment, and of course migration, movement of people, which is key. So there's got to be a comprehensive effort at improving the quality of life along the border, in protecting the border on both sides, in both sides working together to solve the law enforcement issues involved.
It's multifaceted, comprehensive, as you said. What is the solution? It seems as though a lot of money has been thrown in that direction, but maybe not toward the end game that you're describing.
Well, there's been a lot of money spent, but again, I think there has to be even more meaningful engagement with Mexico, because obviously, if you're talking about a border, you're talking about two countries. This mm-hmm. is not just a unilateral effort by the United States. Now, the United States has its own interests, and it has to look after the security of its citizens and its border. That's logical. But how to best do this, and I would argue that engagement with Mexico, helping Mexico, partnership with Mexico, which is an ongoing thing. It is extremely important, and we need to pay more attention to our relationship with Mexico. And then beyond that is the broader immigration issue. And that is that has both domestic, political, and bilateral implications. But, that's another challenge down the road.
It seems like it wasn't that long ago that we were tight with Mexico, that they were our chums. What happened and how do we fix it?
No, we have excellent relations with Mexico. It's just that the problem is large, and it's very deep-seated in terms of the difficulties with law enforcement, with the administration of justice. President Calderon is making a very strong effort to fight the drug cartels. We have a special program in place, the Merida Initiative, to help. But more needs to be done, and there needs to be a more of an expansion of bilateral cooperation. And this also spills over into all these different border issues. And there already are in place mechanisms for dealing with the border on a bilateral basis among the states, among municipalities, and at the federal level. But all of these need to be strengthened.
If we don't pull this off, if the problem continues to escalate and spiral, where do you see it going from here? Do you have a crystal ball?
Well, if I had a crystal ball, I think I'd be in pretty big demand.
Well, we'd be much closer friends.
No, I think the United States has a vital interest in Mexico. Mexico is our third largest trade partner. Mexico is the second largest source of imported oil into the United States. Mexico's economy and the U.S. are very closely tied. There are, I think, something like 1 out of 10 U.S. residents is of Mexican extraction. So we have an enormous link, and we should look at our relationship with Mexico as absolutely fundamental to the interests of the United States, including U.S. security.